Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and the team is back.
We're here.
I'm so excited. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
And we are here with the Home Show Garden Pros. We host this show, if you're just now listening. And we have got Danny Linderman in the studio with us today from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. We are so excited. Sherry and I have been kind of tag-teaming it out of here for a few weeks.
Yeah, we had vacations.
Vacations. She's been sipping wine in Italy and touring beautiful locations. And I've been holding my grandbaby.
Awesome.
So we have just been in and out, and we've had great. Chad and Kelly did wonderful last weekend.
They did a great job.
I'm sure you all so enjoyed them. Kelly was here from Plants for All Seasons. And like I said this morning, Sandy and Sherry are here with the Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Good grief. He's got something.
No, that was mine.
Oh, that was yours.
That's not mine.
I was like, what is that?
Show and tell.
Show and tell.
Yes.
Math on the radio. Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us. We are here, and it's autumn.
Well, that's what the calendar says.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that 95 or 97, we're like, oh, what a relief.
That's just after the summer we had. Yes.
It's amazing. Maybe 2 weeks ago, it was 99, and everybody was... Oh, it feels so nice. Where in the world is 99
nice.
Feel good?
It's better than 110.
I know. Yes, yes, yes. So, but it's the season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great time for us to be out in the yard, and it's so exciting. I'm making my list. I've already done, you gave me a bag of azomite.
Yes.
And I put it on, Danny, right before I left last week. In the rain, I actually
You had rain.
I did.
Good
last
for you.
Thursday and Friday, we had a little bit on Thursday and an inch and a half, I'm told, on Friday. So I have this one patch where the dogs use.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a hidden little square, and I don't pull weeds. I don't do anything with it. But I thought, what a great experiment. So some of it is beautiful, flush, fluffy and green grass, and the sprinkler doesn't quite get far enough, and I don't know. It's a hidden place. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, well, I put it out there. And I mean to tell you, a week later.
And it got watered in.
Yes, it got watered in by the rain. And I have got new grass in that hay. So I'm telling you, do not give up.
No.
I could not believe it because I was already putting on my list. Okay, you know, I need that sod, you know, to replace on that hay area.
Yeah.
And it's just, I couldn't believe it. I've got grass. I mean, you know, not full, but there are sprouts all through it. So amazing what you can do to the soil.
Rain and azomite is probably a pretty good combination.
Yeah. Well, it was happy.
Yeah.
I really should have taken a before and an after.
You should have. Now you know.
I know.
Everything
I know.
You do.
Yeah.
Document
it. Every step you take. Isn't there a song like
that?
Yes,
there is.
Well, welcome, Danny. Thank you for being here bright and early in the morning.
Thank you.
And I know Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, full and beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
So whatever is on your list, it is a great place, one of the two great places to go. And just to remind you, you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and Sherry and I are here every week, unless, you know, she's off in Italy sipping wine.
Or you're hugging a baby.
Or I'm hugging a baby. So we are here, and we have a rotating group of our locally owned and operated nurseries.
Yes.
Rotate through here every Saturday to answer your calls and questions.
You got the best of the best.
Yes. And this morning we have Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we had Plants for All Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. I had Anita and Peter a few weeks ago
with me.
That was fun.
I listened from Italy.
Father and son. Oh, rub it in. And we've got Spring Gardens Nursery, which is Isaac next week, and Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. So wonderful. I mean, just such great places to explore and purchase whatever you need for your lawn and garden.
Yes. Covered all the corners.
Yes, we do. North, south, east, and west.
Yes.
So we welcome here. And I know that I haven't mentioned that you can call in at 281-833-3333. I get fussed at all the time. Remind people, 281-833-3333.
It's the easiest number to remember.
It is so
easy. And write it down right now so when you have your question.
Right, right. Or concern, or, you know, when we're talking about all these different topics.
Yeah.
It's a great time to jump in and say, oh, yeah, you know, okay, Sandy, I heard about your grass that looked like hay and now you have some sprigs in there. So how'd you do that again? So there is hope.
Yes. And there is lots to do in the yard right now.
Right. Well, Danny, I don't like to go backwards, but August was a big month for Enchanted.
Every month's a big month.
I know, but it was a birthday month, an anniversary month, 52 years.
Who? For who?
For Enchanted.
No, 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 no.
It wasn't?
No, that's maybe my birthday, but no. No, it was, we've been
How
in,
many?
So Enchanted Gardens was started, I believe, in 91.
Okay,
and
so
then
that's not
the forest, Enchanted Forest, was started in 2001.
Okay, so I have my
maybe
say.
You added them together.
I am an Aggie.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's not many older than
I'm like
my
52.
Dad's. Yeah. Yeah, you're 52.
I am close to 50. I think I'm 51.
So. Okay.
So we're celebrating your next birthday. Okay, I'm just going to leave. I'm just going to let the two of you do it. I read it somewhere, so I may have added something bizarre.
Or maybe,
Oh, I'm sorry.
Swap the numbers.
25.
I'm
not
could
sure.
be dyslexic.
Hey, it's early.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're happy Enchanted is here.
Well, thank you.
And let's just say it's a longevity. It's second generation.
For sure.
It is the second generation.
Third.
Okay, I got that wrong now, too. I am just going to, I'm fired.
It's been a long time. They've been here for a long time.
Third generation.
Been a little while.
But Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, such fun places to go, and expanded the shop. And, you know, every time, it's really important for listeners to remember to follow us all on any social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I just love the information that we get, and it's timely. But then also, you know, what's going on, what's in, you know, that we need to think about planting.
Yeah, because there's a lot of times people think about it when it's past the time to plant it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
And it happens a lot.
Yes, it
does.
Because yes, it does.
A few weeks can pass, and it's like, oh, you
and
missed
then,
that seed
And then they get mad at us.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, it happens.
But we have an alternative. You know, sometimes people ask about seeds, and we're like, well, but it's not too late for the plants.
Yes.
Yep.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am Sandy here with Sherry, and we have got Danny Lenderman in the house from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, and he is taking your calls and questions at 281-833-3333. I know you're thinking about your grass and your shrubs and what is on that list. Give us a call, and Danny can help you out after this.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Fine privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
Trees are the earth's lungs. They purify the air, keeping things cool, and Lord knows we could use that. But, as you know, trees can't speak, and that is where we come in. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. With over 30 years of tree care experience, we can diagnose all of your tree-related issues from roots below the soil to the tip of the branches. From pruning to removal, insect control, even fertilization issues. We keep your trees healthy, looking good, and safe. Let us speak for your trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
The autumn leaves of red and gold.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on Highway 249. Don't let the scorching heat stop you from enjoying your lawn and garden. At Plants for All Seasons on 249, we've got you covered with our full-service garden center. We're here to provide answers to all your most perplexing gardening issues. Are summer insects driving you crazy? Don't fret, our knowledgeable team can help you identify those pesky critters and provide you with effective solutions to keep them at bay. Are you unsure if you're over or underwatering your plants? We understand the struggle. Our experts will guide you through the watering maze and help you figure out the perfect balance for your plant's needs. We're passionate about helping you succeed in all your lawn and garden adventures. Whether you're a seasoned gardener or just starting out, our team is dedicated to providing you with the best advice, tips, and tricks to make your green space flourish. So don't let the summer heat dampen your gardening spirit. Visit Plants for All Seasons on 249 and let us be your go-to resource for all things lawn and garden. From plants to tools, fertilizers to pest control, we've got everything you need to create the garden of your dreams. Plants for All Seasons is located on Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Road. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website, plantsforallseasons.com. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you. So this is Sandy, and I'm here with Sherry.
Yes, and give us a call, 281-833-3333. We are here, ready to answer all your questions. It's so much to do in the yards right now.
I know. I'm so excited. You know, it's not as horrendous out there right now.
Yeah. Well, temperature wise, right?
Temperature wise.
But yes, coming back from out of town for 2 weeks, just driving down the road going, oh my gosh, everything's brown.
I know.
Yeah.
There are some places.
So, and it may be a little bit overwhelming, but it is manageable.
Right.
But what we need to focus our energies on is fixing the soil. Okay. Because what's the difference between the yard that didn't get burnt up and then the yard that got burnt up?
Right,
right. It's the soil, what's happening under the ground, right?
And I have a yard with both.
Yeah.
My front yard looks great. A piece of my back doesn't.
Yeah, I was gone for 2 weeks and my daughter was lawn sitting and house sitting. And I was thinking, oh gosh, am I going to come back to no grass? Because, you know.
Right.
A teenager doesn't really look at, is there a spot in the yard that's not getting water, right?
Right. And she doesn't notice the things you do.
And I came back and everything looked fabulous.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yes.
Well, we are here with Daniel Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. And he is just sitting here waiting. And we're looking at calls coming in here. And Danny, we have got Chris on the line for you. Good morning, Chris. What do you have for Danny and Sherry?
Good morning. I've got a question about hibiscus plants.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with them because they were doing great. And then I had sprayed some of the seaweed stuff on them about a couple of weeks ago. And then I know my water is not great because I can see the water sprinkler sprinkle on them. Then I have all these little like white crystal crap on. So I started just kind of watering them at the bottom. But now I've got limbs that are just kind of laid over and then three of them got one limb completely in the center, just completely died. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
So if your limb is dying, more than likely that's going to be a root issue. So either a fungal situation in the root zone or too much water or not enough water.
How old is the hibiscus?
Well, I planted them maybe in February. I planted six of them and I put sprinklers on them, but I know, I've heard y'all say, they like water, but they don't like a lot of water.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you watering every day or every third day? Or
Every day when I get home.
Yeah.
Water them each one about maybe 30 seconds a piece on the roots.
Okay. You're better off not watering every day. So usually what I tell people is it's the only place in the world that it rains every day is in the rainforest. So
yes.
So probably better off doing it every 3 days or so and water down deep. So 30 seconds is not very much, but you're keeping the root, even the foliage, wet all the time. So let it dry out in between waterings. Now you're going to have maybe a hard time trying to make that plant understand what you're trying to do because it's been used to getting water every day.
Oh.
So it may be a little bit upset when you start skipping a day.
Okay.
But that's what you need to do.
Okay, I'll do that. And let me ask, and this might be a dumb question, because I've changed my mulch because I got tired of the regular mulch, so I put that rubber mulch down.
Yeah, that's not good either.
We might be getting down to the...
Okay, again, where in the world do we have rubber as soil? Nowhere. So, yeah,
nowhere.
I would get rid of that stuff. That is, it's going to, you know, make the soil heat up.
It'll leach some chemicals in the soil.
There's so many.
So get rid of that. And then what's he going to replace that with?
Either hardwood or pine bark mulch.
Okay. All right.
Compost. Maybe some compost to kind of get things back in line.
Right.
Okay.
So get removed around there. Get some compost. We love leaf mold compost. Any mulches are great. Mm-hmm. I know Landscaper's Pride has a beautiful black velvet.
Black velvet's good.
And then definitely the Microlife, the seaweed is a great product, mm-hmm. you know, to boost.
Yep.
So
that's what I had sprayed them with, was that Microlife seaweed.
But you had that rubber mulch.
So remove that, get your good mulch down, reapply the seaweed.
It's all about the soil.
Cut the dead out.
Yeah.
I got a lot of work cut out then.
You do.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for your call.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah. It always gets me the rubber mulch. Mm. The whole point of mulch is to break down and turn into compost. So mulch is just... baby compost.
Right.
Think about that.
Right. Baby,
it's just not matured yet.
Right. Pre-compost.
So we want our compost. We want our mulch to break down, turn into compost, so that we have to reapply mulch.
Right.
So it's that refreshing the forest floor kind of thing. Yeah.
And I love, Danny, the way you said that, you know, in nature.
Yeah.
What do we have out there? And Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens has sort of reminded me of some of that too, because when we've talked about trimming something or a tree, she said, Sandy, Mother Nature isn't doing that.
Yeah.
I go, okay, I get it.
Try to think about what Mother Nature's doing out there, and it'll get you a long ways.
Right,
Mother Nature's not putting down rubber mulch.
Yeah.
No.
Mother Nature's not watering every day.
Right.
You know, so mulching and compost is a natural thing, right?
Right.
Mother Nature does it every day.
Exactly.
But we want to rake everything up and
blow it all.
Yeah.
And take it away. Yeah. When you could be using it.
You got it.
Well, I wish Chris good luck. And at least there was some hope there. We figured out what was going on. Y'all figured out what was going on. And we kind of move on from there.
You got it.
Well, good job. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry and Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens is taking your call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will take your questions and concerns after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
OMG! You have to be part of my life. The restroom will now be the royal room. What does this button do? Oh, yeah.
Dodo Intelligent Toilets with automatic lids, seat warmers, front and back wash, dryer, and self-cleaning wand.
And this button? Oh, my.
Sir, please don't sample the toilets in the showroom.
See the complete line of Toto toilets and other fabulous appliances at bathsofamerica.com.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. And speaking of pros, Nelson Plant Food.
Yes, our favorite Nelson Plant Food.
Yes, it is so much to choose from.
So much to choose from. And there's so much to do in your yards right now. We need to get out and feed everything. You know, nutrition is super important when things are stressed out, just like for humans.
Right.
It's the same for your plants. So we need to get out and start feeding things, like I did my roses right before I left. And I'm glad I did, because I came back and I have buds all over my roses. So
nice.
Nelson's Plant Food has a whole line of species-specific Plant foods. So roses, they have a rose food. Azaleas, they have an azalea food.
Tree hibiscus.
And hibiscus.
Chris, if you're still listening.
Yes.
The hibiscus food.
Absolutely. So they're all formulated specifically for what you're feeding. Uh-huh. They also have a whole line of Turf Star, which is their turf line of products. And they're just high quality nitrogen sources. Mm-hmm. We're in perfect time for the carbo load.
Because we're talking about our lawns a lot right now.
Right. It's a 10-10-20. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to do going into the fall. We don't want a big nitrogen number. With that 10-10-20, that's going to be perfect for our fall feeding. And it's got the 20 for the last number, which is what makes a fall fertilizer a fall fertilizer, is that elevated last number. So that's going to help beef up the cell structure and the roots.
And it's the Turf Star Carboload.
Carboload. That's what we need to start getting out and putting out in our yards for the fall.
Yes.
I would say October. We're almost there.
Yeah, we are. I mean,
it's right around the corner, right?
Put it on the list and have it ready to go.
Yeah. So that's what we need to be doing in the lawn. And
Nelson Plant Food. We love Nelson Plant Food. So like Sherry mentioned, they've got a species specific for all sorts of plants.
Right.
And they also have the Color Star, which is more covers sort of
kind of their all-purpose.
All-purpose. And that's what I have.
And I love that for my pansies. It's got the bone and blood meal in it, and it is excellent for your pansies.
Nice. Well, I've used it all over, and I love, you know, it really gives my plants, my blooming plants, a boost. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you've got specific plants you want to feed, like your roses or hibiscus, or if you want to get the Color Star, but let's be thinking about our grass right now.
Yes.
So the Turf Star Carboload, it's an important product to
help recover it from this stressful
There's
summer.
Hope. Do not give up, okay? No. Because there is definitely hope in just getting that soil rejuvenated. So remember, Nelson Plant Food, they have been in business for 40 years, and I have that right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, they have.
Yes, Julie and Dean have been doing this for a long time, so we appreciate what they've been doing for us. Texas made targeted nutrition. It helps your plants grow stronger. Feeding those plants, they are hungry right now.
They are. They do have this new Genesis product.
Yes.
So when we're getting out and doing our replant from the fall, for the fall, to try to freshen up the yard, you can use the new Genesis. It's like a root stimulator that you would put out at the time of planting, a granule you sprinkle in the hole.
Good.
So,
and we're going to be doing a lot of planting right now. So Nelson Plant Food, we love their products.
Yeah. So for more information, you can go on Home Show Garden Pros, or go to nelsonsplantfood.com.
Right, right. Well, good. Well, we are back with Sherry and Sandy, and Danny is here taking your calls from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens at 281-833-3333, and I want to remind folks that we have the website, homeshowgardenpros.com, and people send in pictures and questions, and you can do that too. You can go on and send a picture and then give us a call and we can talk about it.
Oh, yeah. So pictures are great.
Yeah.
Then we don't have to play radio charades.
Right. So then we're in this together. So we have got some questions here. Here's one from Claire, and she has a beauty berry. She says, it has berries, but they're pale colored.
Well, there is a pale-colored beauty berry, so I'm not sure. You got a good picture of it or
there
no?
There is no picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a white-colored beauty berry. So maybe that's what she's got.
All right. So what if she has had berries before? I mean, it sounds like she's surprised. So I don't know if, you know.
Well, she might have bought a beauty berry and thought it was going to be purple.
Okay.
But she got a white one.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's hard to say. But I've never seen one in nature or in a landscape that's not purple or white.
Okay.
I haven't seen one that's faded out. But
okay.
There's always something new every day.
So it's probably a variety. Then that's the
more than likely.
Yeah. She can go to Enchanted Forest or Enchanted Gardens and get a colored one.
bring a picture and we can help you out.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333. Or you can send in an email and a picture at homeshowgardenpros.com. And we will talk about your topic at hand. But when we return, let's talk about some of the shrubs that maybe we need to be looking at to plant after this.
Sounds great.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi there, gardeners. It's Shelby from Nature's Way Resources. I'm here today to tell you about our organic native hardwood mulch. If you want to protect your plants in the summer heat, our mulch acts as a shield against extreme temperatures, regulating the soil and keeping it cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Your plants will thank you as they thrive in the perfect environment. The best part about our organic hardwood mulch is that they break down. Over time, they enrich the soil with vital nutrients, promoting healthy root growth and lush foliage. Now, if you're worried about sustainability, with our organic hardwood mulch, you can garden with a clear conscience. It's sourced responsibly, ensuring minimal impact on the environment. It's a win-win for you and for Mother Nature. If you're ready to transform your garden into a thriving oasis, visit Nature's Way Resources in Conroe, Texas today and ask about our organic hardwood mulches. It's the secret to your gardening success. Take I-45 to 1488, go east right over the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into it. Nature's Way Resources, Soil and Garden Center. And now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're really in the sport of gardening. That is for sure, because it is so good for you mentally and physically. And then you're doing your lawns and landscaping a favor.
It's keeping you healthy.
It is. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
And we are here with Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. We were talking a lot about grass and trees. And at the break, the two of you were talking about, you know, we're on the water rationing.
Yes.
I get that. You know, we've got to watch out for our water because we're waiting for the Mother Nature rain to come.
Yes.
So you sort of have to pick and choose if you've got a large area. You know, what are you going to keep alive or do your best on? So your biggest investments are probably your
trees and your lawn.
Your trees and your lawn. Replacing a shrub or two, you know, is not as big of a deal. But yes, for sure on our trees. I am seeing some scare. I mean, you know, I've heard when they keep the brown leaves on, it's over.
Yeah. Right? Not a good sign.
Okay. Yeah. So keep those trees watered. And then what about even compost around the drip line?
All that helps. You know, I think the key to it is, you know, people, if you hear people say, oh, we need to water, they may go to an extreme, right? And you can kill a plant that way just as easy. So everything in moderation, and hopefully the weather pattern will change here pretty quick and we'll cool down and hopefully get some rain.
And our water restrictions were restricted to certain times, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can still apply enough water to keep everything alive.
That cycle and
during those restrictive times, you just have to gauge it.
Right.
You know, don't just put it on for 10 minutes. You got to bump it up a little bit. So, I mean, I'm not watering any more than I was before the water restrictions.
Right.
And everything's still alive. So
there you go.
But, I mean, people need to think, too, you know, replacing a lawn is super expensive. So your water bill being a little bit elevated right now is going to be a lot cheaper than a whole new lawn.
Right. And if we focus on, you know, even during before the summer comes next year and during the fall, focusing on the soil.
Right. Well, the composting will help that a lot.
Okay.
But you got to think ahead on that.
Right. That's the problem.
We're into the zone now where we're just trying to survive.
Survival. And get to next week. I think the temperatures are supposed to
drop down
a little bit.
I looked at it this morning and it came back up a little bit.
92 sounds refreshing.
Hey, it sounds wonderful. You know, and it's under 100. I love that.
One good thing is the days are getting short.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to remember that. Watch your watering, because if you're watering the same as you were 2 weeks ago, you're probably starting to overwater now.
Yeah.
So we need to watch it. Days are definitely getting shorter and cooling off slightly, which helps a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the overwatering or too much water on the lawn into the fall can cause
brown patch. Okay. That'll be the next thing you're going to be dealing with. So watch the water as we go forward, because once it starts cooling off, you're just opening the door for that.
Yeah. So do not water every day.
No.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't
you
be.
Can't,
because
well, you can't,
because
you'll get fined.
Yeah. So, but if there are people outside of any of those, that is not the way to do it.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So make your plants kind of work for their nutrition. Mm-hmm. You know, a little bit of stress is not a bad thing.
The best thing to do is start out in the spring making your plants work for it.
Right? Teach them.
Yeah. Teach them. Yeah. Teach them from a young age. Right now, they're kind of addicted to the whatever watering you're doing.
Uh-huh.
If you're watering every day, it's going to be hard to say, okay, no water today, guys.
Yeah.
Because they're just used to it every day.
Yeah, right. make their roots go deeper.
Yep. Right. And our caller earlier had mentioned about on the leaves. His sprinkler system was spraying it on the leaves. And I've heard you Home Show Garden Pros talking about that. Really try and get the water lower. Get it in the beds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it won't evaporate as fast if it's on the ground.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
If it's up and flying through the air, it's evaporating.
Yeah.
And then you get too much water on the foliage and you wind up with fungus.
Yeah, and we have enough humidity in the air.
We got plenty of that.
And the roots
no shortage.
The roots are what drink the water.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Put the water where it's gonna be best used.
Right. So make sure that you've got all of that adjusted, and then you know the restrictions are not gonna be that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And I had said before the last break, we were going to talk about some shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about some replacement of shrubs when we return after this.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth in our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here with Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens here this morning, taking your calls at 281-833-3333. Easy number, 281-833-3333. But first, Sherry and I love the product of azomite.
Yes, and you were telling a great story about putting your azomite out in your grass before you went to go see your grandbaby.
Yeah.
And what did you come home to?
I came home to green sprigs in what I thought was hay.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I already had on my list that I was going to be buying little pieces of sod to fill in because it was hay.
Yeah.
And I spread the azomite, and Mother Nature watered, thank goodness.
The one day we got rain.
Yes, the one day we got rain, and I came back a week later.
Yeah.
And it's amazing when you can nurture that soil, and that's what the azomite does for us.
Azomite is nutrients from A to Z. It's a mineral supplement.
Uh-huh.
Just like you and I take minerals because you can't eat all the nutrients you need.
Right.
And this is a granular form that you can put out in your yard.
Mm-hmm.
It'll kind of soften the soils because it's got mineral-rich content in it, and it'll soften your soils. It'll help hold on to water.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to put all the good nutrients in your yard to get through this stressful time.
Yeah.
And it's going to help fight off diseases because we have optimal nutrition.
Nice.
So it does so many great things right. for your yard. And this is a great time to be putting it out to help with recovery after this hard, hard yeah. summer.
Yeah.
And it's safe for your pets. It's,
yeah. You
know, I use it in the vegetable garden.
Oh, so it is, good point.
It is a great product.
Because it's for the soil.
For the soil.
Yeah.
And you know, speaking of, I just got back from Italy.
Yes.
And what's the difference between their soils and our soils? You know, they have a lot of limestone and a lot of volcanic rock, which is super rich in minerals.
Okay.
So their plants are just flourishing and full of nutrients.
Super
so,
happy.
Yes. So it's a great thing to put down around all of your plants, anything mm-hmm. with roots, especially things that give you fruits, because it's going to increase the nutrient value of what you're eating as well.
And we have to replenish that. In our lawns and our gardens.
Absolutely.
So Azomite is a wonderful product. It was so easy. I mean, I was out there right before the rain. It took me no time at all.
Yeah.
So, and
it's a great thing to put out in your yard right now.
Yeah. And you can tell my lawn and landscaping are very happy. So Azomite, all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry it.
Yeah.
Easy, medium-sized bag, and it covered my entire front and back.
And I think we're due for some rain this next week.
Yay!
So if you get out this weekend, put it out. Mm-hmm. It won't burn. It won't hurt. And just wait until the rain comes.
Yes, yes. So Azomite, look for that at our Home Show Garden Pros.
Yep. For more information, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com.
Yes. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we are here with Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. And just to remind you, they are South Richmond, Rosenberg area, both beautiful locations. Mm-hmm. I mean to tell you, if you've got anything on your list, I'm sure one of the Enchanteds will have it. Right?
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
That's okay. what we try to do.
So go in there with something really unusual, and they may very well have it. But
and it's such a great, like, I went and just observed what was going on. And, of course, I went in the springtime. Mm-hmm. The parking lot was just jam-packed. And I'm watching your employees. Y'all have it down to an art.
I don't know about that, but we try. We try.
But I'm watching. And they're out there writing down. And it looked like they went and turned a list in of stuff. Because y'all do a lot of growing.
Right.
Oh, and then they're bringing stuff right out of that greenhouse, loading it on the tables. Like, it was amazing to watch.
A machine. Yeah,
well, we, like I said, we try. I mean, there's always room for improvement.
Oh, sure.
We sure try.
Yeah.
Well, y'all do a great job. It was unbelievable.
And that's what I love about our Home Show Garden Pros is because they're all family-owned and operated, but you don't just have to go into an Enchanted Forest or Enchanted Gardens to talk to Danny or Joey.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to anybody there, and that is what you get with our Home Show Garden Pros, all of the locations. So it's not a box store where you've got a teenager who's going to sell you rubber mulch.
Yeah, right.
Right?
No?
Yeah. And I mean, we're smaller, so we can have a little bit more impact on the employees and train them. We have very little turnover in our industry, in the independent side.
Yeah. People get there and they like it and they want to stay, right? They're just
into
it.
Who wouldn't want to play outside in the dirt with all those pretty flowers and everything?
When it was 110, it was questions.
Yeah, right.
But you know what? All of the Home Show Garden Pros are shaded.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. You know,
we
it's
have
all
some shade
beautiful.
Trees, maybe not enough.
It makes a big difference in the shade, I'll tell
does.
You.
It does. Well, beautiful locations, and we love having you here. So give Danny a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And guys, I wanted to ask you about some shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to remind everybody,
because
I'm reminding myself, it's time to plant.
Fall is for planting.
Fall, and if you're here from another state.
Yeah.
We promise this is the best time.
Yeah, don't load up your yard full of tropicals right now.
No.
But
yeah,
you know, roots grow all winter,
mm-hmm.
and so this would be an ideal time because the fall is the furthest time from the summer, and that's the hardest time on our plants.
That's the most stressful, right?
Get a good root system established before it gets hot next year.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so the goal is really getting those plants in before the hot summer, not before the hard winter, because we don't really have the, you know, Wisconsin winters.
Yeah, our ground doesn't freeze.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you may have some losses, but minimal. But get those plants in now. So if there are some that have died, Danny's looking at me.
Well, I was going to say, wintertime hardy plants are easy to come by. So those would be, you know, a no-brainer to do now.
Yeah.
Right?
For instance. It's
like you said, tropicals, yeah. I would wait on tropicals, yeah. maybe. Yeah. Perennials, I might wait on perennials because they won't be able to get a good root system established before it gets cold.
Okay.
But you know, there's plenty of shrubs that are cold hardy that'll go right through the winter.
Give me a couple of examples.
Hollies are one of my favorite.
I've got some new hollies.
And there's so many different hollies that it pretty much covers everything you need.
Good.
Now, holly on top of holly, maybe not the best look.
But unless it's a dwarf yaupon holly.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But
and a Savannah holly.
It will be there.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Wintertime, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah. It's,
anything with the word holly in
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good one to start with.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we want to remind you, this is the time to plant. We promise we can walk you through it. And you can give us a call at 281-833-3333. And Danny is here from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Danny and Sherry are taking your calls, and we will return after this.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. Sienna Mulch. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rosharon. Best Choice Lawn Aeration. The best kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Landscapers Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. It's almost fall here along the Gulf Coast. Time for second spring. The best time to garden in our area. Temperatures are dropping, rain is increasing, and pests and disease are diminishing. We have a good 3 months of gardening. So to help you get started, our nursery stock is on sale at 50% off. This includes herbs and veggies, but not aquatic, citrus, fruiting trees, and interior plants. The sale is good until October the 1st. It's time to get out of summer hibernation and plant now. Your plants will become established and ready for next summer. So remember, nursery stock is on sale at 50% off. Nelson Nursery and Water Garden, you can find it. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you, Anita.
I love Anita's, just her excitement.
I know, and she's right. This is the second spring, and that's what we've been talking about. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. What is on your second spring list? Are you suspicious about some shrubs maybe that you need to replace? Or what about sod? Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. And we have Terry on the line for you, Danny and Cherry. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Hey, I've got some knockout roses that have developed the Rosetta disease. And I'm going to have to take them out. This is the second planting of those. And both times they've been decimated by that Rosetta. And I'm thinking about planting Althea trees or bushes in that area. We've got a couple of them growing close by, and they seem to be doing real well. I know they lose their leaves and or their foliage during the winter, but I could put up with that. It's in the backyard. I'd like to get your comments on that and how possibly displace them and that sort of thing.
Yeah, Altheas are a good plant. So they're probably going to like a little more acidic soil. What part of town are you in?
I'm in Cypress.
Okay. Yeah, you ought to be in pretty good shape out there. There's so many different varieties of Altheas. Mm-hmm. It is unbelievable. So, you know, dwarfs and big ones and everything in between. So okay. That's something to consider before you, you know, start buying stuff. You need to make sure how big you want it and how big your space is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to keep it maybe 8 or 10 feet at the
Yeah, you should be fine. That shouldn't matter.
Excuse me, how far apart should I plant them?
You know, if you're going to do, if you want it to be 8 or 10 feet tall, I'd probably go on, you know, 5 foot centers or so. Let them become big rounded shrub, you know, because they'll get, you know, the bigger varieties will get that tall.
Okay, they'll fill out. They'll make a pretty nice, well, we love them. I mean, they're beautiful. And
And they're cold hardy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, oh, that's a nice thing. Yeah. We've lost too many plants lately with cold hardy.
Right, right.
So, thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You bet.
So is there anything on the soil that we should be concerned about? Hopefully he's still listening.
With the rose rosette?
Yes.
Well, it's a virus.
Okay.
So there's not really anything you can do. Now, when I'm talking to somebody about rose rosette, and I don't know if you're the same way, rose rosette and glyphosate damage look the same. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people use glyphosate in the form of Roundup throughout their yard, maybe not on their roses, mm-hmm. but in the yard. And the drift, when we're over 90 degrees, the glyphosate drifts.
A little bit of it goes a long ways.
Yeah, you could spray it clear on the other side of your yard, and it could drift, and it will give you that same look as the rose rosette. So unless it's been completely laboratory tested, mm-hmm. and if you don't know if glyphosate's been used in your yard, it presents the same way.
Wow.
So, you know, there was a community up by Plants for All Seasons, mm-hmm. and they had a lot of what looked like rose rosette. They were using Roundup.
They were
about to rip out thousands.
Oh, no.
So make sure
that
you rule that out first.
Right, right.
Yeah.
If you have a lawn guy and you're not sure what's going on out there, it'd be something to dig into. But if he's doing his own yard,
he
ought to know.
Yeah, he'll know what he's using. Yeah.
Right, right. So and when he's planting the new shrubs, uh-huh. let's make sure that soil is nice and healthy. Yeah.
Compost.
Yeah. Okay, so
root
get the
stimulator.
And if you do have rosette, uh-huh. don't go back with roses.
No roses.
You'll get it again.
Yep. Okay.
Just like right. this. Just like he said. Had.
Yes.
So, you know, either it's a Roundup issue.
Or rosette.
Yeah, or it really is rosette.
Yeah. Okay.
But other things can show damage from the glyphosate, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros. We are just chatting about everything from roses to our sod. And we are here with Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He is taking your calls at 281-833-3333. Well, actually, Sherry and Danny are taking mm-hmm. your calls. 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Tommy.
Foundation problems happen in two seasons, dry season and rainy season. Hi, I'm Kenny Dutton from Due West Foundation Repair, reminding you soil expanding in rainy weather is just as bad for your foundations as dry, shrinking soil. That's why Due West developed UltraPile. It goes deeper, holds stronger, and lasts longer than other systems, no matter what the weather, and includes a lifetime transferable warranty. Three generations of my family stand behind everything we do, so we can say, when you want the best, call Due West. du-west.com.
Before the sun rises, Jim's out of bed, out the door, on the road, and up a ladder. That's because he's an ideal guy, an ideal roofing services guy on a mission. That's what it takes to earn GAF Master Elite status. A laser-focused, up-with-the-sun-on-the-roof, get-it-right work ethic. What's that get you? A better roof with a better warranty. You could pay someone else less for a roof and get less of a roof. Or go for the ideal, just like Jim and his team at Ideal Roofing Services. IdealRoofingServices.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are sporting in the garden, that's for sure. The phone number here is 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we've got Tommy on the line, but first we want to talk real quick about a new sponsor. We are thrilled to have an arborist here because mm-hmm. We talk a lot about trees, and now we've got someone who we can guide you to, the Woodlands Tree Experts. Woodlands Tree Experts. Ed is the owner and operator there, and he is a certified arborist, and we talk a lot about that.
Yep.
Being careful who you have come out and say, oh, yeah, cut that tree down, and I'll give you another one.
Yeah, a lot of people call themselves tree experts.
Yes, but he's an arborist.
He is an arborist. It's like a tree doctor.
Yes. He has been doing this since 1991. Mm-hmm. So when I sat down and was talking with Ed, he said, Sandy, I'm like to your tree what your doctor is to you.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes in and he will look at your soil. He'll look at your if there's an insect problem, if there's a health problem, or just needing some pruning.
Yeah.
And then the extreme is removal.
Right.
But he will look at all of that before he takes any extreme measures.
An arborist will see things that may not be presenting right now.
Right.
But they're going to.
Right. So right.
He knows these things.
Right. So he will look at your soil and the tree and the leaves and the bark, and he'll take all of that into consideration. But I'm thankful because he's not just going to come in and say, we need to remove it.
Right.
So he'll have some steps and work with you. So the Woodlands Tree Experts. Ed is his name, and the phone number directly is 713-703-2701.
And I love that. That's his personal cell
phone. It is.
And his business phone.
Yes.
All at the same time.
Yeah. 713-703-2701. The Woodlands treeexperts.com. Or if you don't remember all of that, just go to Home Show Garden Pros. We have all of our sponsors, all of our Home Show Garden Pros are on there. So a great idea to go and kind of study that and figure out who you're going to go visit this weekend or who you need to call this week.
And our trees are very important to our landscape.
Huge investment.
Trees are going to bring more to your property value.
Yeah.
Than almost anything.
Right. So we really need to take care of him. So welcome, Woodlands Tree Expert, Ed. Give him a call if you've got any questions or concerns. And I bet you a lot of us do this coming fall, how we've our poor little trees are really working hard. So we have got Tommy on the line. Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Good.
I'd like to know what vegetables we can plant in our garden right now, and also what vegetables might tolerate a little bit more shade.
So we're coming into the season. I still say it's a little bit early for the fall veggies. You know, we're hopefully next week will be a little more suitable for them. Mm-hmm. But right now, today, it is still summertime.
Yeah.
But all the greens will be good. The big leafy greens will probably be one of the better things for them. Some slight shade because they have big foliage, so they can pick up more light. Carrots, everybody's coming in wanting to do carrots and beets. I think I'd wait on that for just a minute. Those are mainly seed grown, so those are easy from seeds, and so is our lettuces. Lettuces are very easy from seed. We usually don't sell carrots and beets in transplants.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to plant those from seeds. And it's a way better option. And they're so easy to sprout.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no brainer.
Oh,
But everything else we're pretty much having transplants, broccoli and cauliflower and all the greens.
Cabbage, kale.
Yeah, just it's time, but be gentle with them for next week or so, because it is still summertime.
Now, how is he going to get his bed ready for it?
Compost.
Okay.
Tip, every time you plant, compost.
All right.
And usually once a year, you're going to need to add some soil back. Because everything just breaks down too much, and you'll wind up just – you don't want to have all compost in there. So
he could do the compost this weekend.
Yep, do a top dress of compost. I mean, you can plant, but just be cautious, right, because it's still hot.
Yeah, okay. And I always do, like, my carrots and beets and things like that in about two-week cycles.
Yeah.
So start now, but in 2 weeks, do a little bit more.
Great. Yep.
I usually – go ahead.
When will onions be available?
Then we have them now.
Bulbs.
Yeah, the bulbs right now. So you can do that now. Like I said, I think it's a little bit warm. Maybe buy them today and hold on to them till next week.
And then the transplants will start to come in November.
Right, a little bit later.
Okay.
Yeah. So I usually don't plant my carrots until I pull my fall tomatoes out. That's kind of my deal. So I plant my carrots really late, but it seems to work out good, and that way I got something always going, yeah. right? You don't have to give up something for just the carrots.
Right.
Yep.
Well, good. Well, does that help, Tommy?
It sure does. I really appreciate y'all's help. Thank you.
Let us know how it goes.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have
Bye-bye.
A good weekend. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Veggies. I'm so excited. That's right. I'm making my list for, shrubs and sod, and that's right. My veggies are coming up too. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Sherry and Danny are here taking your calls and questions about your veggies, shrubs, and lawn after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.
That's I'm pretty sure it's what happened.